And from that point of view, of course, it's an indirect comparison, but in terms of hazard rates and effect on key variables, any difference that you could see, for example, compared to palbo or ribo?
Yeah, so that's always dangerous, isn't it? We always think we're smarter than we are when we start doing cross-trial comparisons, I think. But I think there is a sense that this is a very active drug. You know, one of the problems always is when it's the third drug in a class out, it becomes difficult to figure out where it fits in. It also is difficult to know if it'd be effective after palbo or ribo. Does it have a different mechanism of activity? And we don't have any data there yet. But certainly, just looking at the data, it looks like a very active and interesting drug.
Have you or would you, in any situation, try a second CDK4/6 inhibitor after the first?
Well, I think we really should study that in clinical trials and see. I think that's going to be really important when we start seeing results from the earlier trials from neoadjuvant or adjuvant CDK4/6 inhibitors. Later, when the patient progresses, is it going to be that a slightly different CDK4/6 is going to be active? So I must admit, I am pretty data-driven. I don't really want to just give a drug when I haven't got any data, but I'm really interested in seeing this drug in combination with other drugs after. And I think, you know, what you're bringing up is also of interest because there are now studies looking at CDK4/6 inhibitors with PI3 kinase inhibitors or olaparib, a PARP inhibitor. So I think that's where we might see some mileage if you bring in a different CDK4/6 after exposure and maybe add in, rather than just an endocrine agent, a different kind of agent. But we need the data.
One thing that's been fascinating about abema has been the fact that there were single-agent monotherapy response rates. Is that something of interest that really isn't going to really get played out in clinical research? It's going to be combined with endocrine therapy, or is there an interest in looking at it as a monotherapy?
Well, I think there's an interest. You know, what's interesting is when you start looking at how we give chemo in advanced breast cancer, we used to be really big into combinations. And now, most commonly, people are using single agents in sequence, whether it's single agent weekly paclitaxel or capecitabine or eribulin or one of those drugs. So I think there is a role for monotherapy. And I think the response rate with single agent abema in heavily pretreated patients, you know, it was comparable to a lot of the chemotherapy studies. So I personally believe that there's a role for it. Again, I think we're going to be hard pressed to know what the role is if you've had prior exposure to CDK4/6 inhibitors. But if indeed we get that data, I think there is a role for monotherapy. And I think when you look at our history of chemotherapy, monotherapy with targeted agents will have a place.